For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Barack Obama have exchanged views on the Paris Climate Conference and bilateral relations during a phone conversation on Friday. Both presidents say they would like to work closely to promote the achievement of success at the UN Climate Summit. As New Year is approaching, President Xi told his U.S. counterpart that both sides should maintain sustained and healthy development of bilateral relations and manage their differences and sensitive issues in a constructive way. In late November, the two state leaders have sat down in Paris for a bilateral meeting ahead of the UN Climate Change Conference. China has urged all parties at the Paris Climate Change Conference to show flexibility and narrow differences for a final deal. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying made the remarks in response to a question regarding the penultimate version of the text of the Global Climate Change Agreement. The version was presented to negotiators from the 196 parties on Thursday night by French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius. Hua Chunying says China applauded the text, but some key issues are still needing to be hammered out. The final deal is expected to be presented on Saturday morning, one day later than expected. The spokesperson also refuted the Western media's accusations against China for it not contributing to the Green Fund, saying the fund is a platform for developed countries to assist developing countries to mitigate the effect of and adapt to climate change. Linsen Hao, a postgraduate student in Shanghai, convicted of poisoning his roommate 2 years ago, was executed on Friday. This comes after China's Supreme Court made the final verdict on Wednesday upholding Lin's death sentence. Linsen Hao, a medical student at the prestigious Fudan University in Shanghai, is believed to have dropped a deadly chemical into a water dispenser in the dormitory. His roommate Huang Yang drank from the dispenser on April 1, 2013, and finally died of organ failure days later. Lin was first sentenced to death by the Shanghai No. 2 Intermediate People's Court in February 2014. China's cabinet has confirmed the merger of China Ocean Shipping Group and China Shipping Group. Earlier reports say the new company called China Costco Shipping Group will be headquartered in Shanghai. The two shipping giants are looking to merge their tanker, dry bulk, and port operations. The merger could be worth upward of $20 billion, making it the world's fourth largest container operator. The two companies have not revealed details of the merger. The deal is part of ongoing government efforts to consolidate the operations of major state-owned undertakings so they can fully leverage their advantages and resources in the global arena. Last year saw the merger of two locomotive makers into China Railway Rolling Stock Corporation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the country's armed forces to fight against the Islamic State terrorist group in an extremely tough way. Putin said on Friday that forces threatening the Russian military in Syria would be immediately destroyed. On the same day, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is calling on Russia for a calm, saying that Ankara's patience is not endless. Cavusoglu says Russia should re-examine its decisions for economic sanctions against the country. Russia has been locked in a war of words with Turkish authorities over the downing of an Su-24 bomber last month. U.S. chemical giants DuPont and Dow Chemical have agreed to merge in an all-stock deal worth some $130 billion U.S. dollars, with plans set to eventually split into three related companies. The deal is likely to face intense scrutiny from U.S. regulators that will allow the new company to be called Dow DuPont to rejig assets based on their diverging fortunes. The planned three-way split would create companies focused on agriculture, materials, and specialty products. It's being reported that a man has been shot during an intelligence-led police operation in North London. The incident happened at around 9 a.m. London time in the Wood Green area. Police say armed officers were in attendance when the man received gunshot wounds. However, his condition remains unknown. Police have confirmed the shooting was not related to terrorism. At least 11 people have been killed and many others injured in a suicide bomb blast Friday morning in Cameroon. A girl aged around 13 broke into a house in Korfalada, a town neighboring Nigeria, at around 6 a.m. local time. She then detonated the bomb attached to her, killing herself and five others on the spot. Five people who were seriously injured died later in the hospital. No organization has claimed responsibility for the blast, but it's widely believed that Nigerian radical Islamist group Boko Haram is behind it. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.